live in 22 seconds per the Pry 48 website.
Okay, well, you ready to get started?
5, 4, 3, 2,
out here in the jungle, there are no rules. There's only one voice you can trust. Foul Monkeys. Sit back and relax. And enjoy the show.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Foul Monkeys.
Oh, Julian's taking charge over there. I'm not used to that. Hey, it must have been a good morning for you.
It was, and plus you were adjusting your headphones, so I figured one of us should say something.
Right, welcome to Foul Monkeys. You've
episoded. Oh, that's a great one.
Fuck me. You've downloaded episode 232. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And Nicole's not here today. She's not feeling that great. She's kind of depressy, so... Everyone send out some warm wishes for her.
Oh,
I know. So yeah, live show. We're going to do this is going to be different, you guys. 30 minutes. Well, we're going to do the show for an hour.
Yes.
The first 30 minutes is going to be recorded for the people that aren't here to listen.
And the second half hour is only live.
Only live people. So
that's it.
Hated it.
If you don't hear it, you don't hear it. How about this is like the first show in like a month that I've actually felt good on a Sunday.
Then, well, it's because you just had your cigarette.
I just had a cigarette. Had sex the past couple mornings.
Life is so good, you know, you betcha.
Yeah. Like a beauty pageant in Wasilla.
Just so good.
So
why do we only have like 9 listeners? Let me get the computer working here for you.
Yeah, because I plugged the fuck out of the show on Facebook and Twitter, and nobody shows up. Nice. Meanwhile, Archer has like 870.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I only have 870 listeners. That's so bad.
Yeah.
Oh. I like the shows when it's only Ricky and Julian.
Who said that?
Adam.
Well, we like the shows where it's only Ricky and Julian too, because it's... Don't touch.
Sorry.
Because we seem to have more fun when Nicole's not here. Because we can make fun of lady parts and don't have to feel bad because she's not in the room.
Right. So we can talk about tits and pussy and...
Ew, disgusting.
Ew.
Close your legs, Nicole. It smells like tuna in here.
All right. Let me hand the computer over to...
And don't touch anything except this, or I will cut your balls off.
Handle it as if it were your baby. Go ahead. Plug this into the side so it stays. It just pushes on in there. No, the very corner. Keep going. Right, there you go. Oh, yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Yeah, baby.
It just kind of like sucked it in there.
I did not.
Kind of like your ass.
Kind of like your ass.
right.
Wow, it seems like I got a bunch of room over here on my side.
Uh-huh.
I gotta like actually reach for my microphone.
Wow.
So I told people they could either tweet things for us to talk about, phone calls, whatever. Or they can ask in the chat room. So, looks like the chat room's going really fast, so let me see if I can...
What the hell was the...
/Nick, and then what you want it to be.
Oh, okay.
And for everyone...
Nick, /.
And for everyone else in there, it's the same thing for you, too.
Okay, let's get this going here.
No, no substitutions. I did not have a date at Taco Bell on Friday, thank you. Although, I need to share with the listeners... What happened to me at the Taco Bell drive-thru?
See, it seems like everybody wants to know about your date. That seems to be hot topic right now.
And
not the trashy
hot
store
topics.
In the mall.
That
the emo
well,
kids
you know,
at.
I'm really not going to say too much about the person and that I saw or seen or that I am seeing or whatever, because it's not permanent. You know, we're just talking and, you know, mm-hmm. cooking each other dinner and stuff. But
and by each other, you mean he cooked you dinner?
Yeah, pretty much. I bought dinner one day. He told me he could cook, and I was like, oh, you're going to be our house slave.
Right. He can cook over here whenever he wants to.
He's a good guy. He's cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say anything, jinx anything. He's just really cute, and he's a nice guy. And well, we'll see where things go further.
Judging by the picture you sent me, he is cute. I'm talking about the face picture.
Yeah. Does he know? Yes, Archer, he does know that I do a podcast, and actually he listens, so... And I've already told him that I'm not going to talk about him, so...
Yeah.
And I've told him also that if anything develops further, that that he's not going to be on the show.
Right.
Not going to be involved. This is my thing.
Right.
And I don't want my real life...
Another boyfriend on the show.
Yeah, and, you know, everyone knew how upset I was when Cedric and I broke up, and right. I had to tell everyone, and it was just really hard, and
The only upside was the listeners didn't really like him anyway.
So. Yeah, that's true. That is very true. But
so they weren't all that upset to see him go from the show.
That's like my mom when I was dating Kevin, and I took him up there, and, you know, she... Oh, Kevin. And then we broke up. She goes, I really didn't like him anyway.
Right.
I'm like, oh, okay. Well, thanks for telling me, like, too late, you know. But the listeners are like that. They just want us to be happy. And,
well, yeah, you know. Of course.
So, there. And I think we're going to see each other tonight. And I think he's actually going to come over. Because I said, oh, I think I have chicken breasts in the freezer. You can come over and cook me something.
You know what?
What?
You should... You need the roommate seal of approval.
Yes, exactly. Oh, because this is what happened was.
That's like Wagner saying she had to meet me before you could move in here.
Right.
Because she had to approve. Yeah.
Approve. So the other day, Friday?
Yeah,
Friday. Julian was like, oh, well, we'll get to meet him on Saturday. And I was like, well, no, actually, I'm staying at his place. Mm. And then what was the conversation between you and Chris?
Well, yeah, Ricky said that he wasn't going to be spending the night here because, you know, me and Chris were going to be staying here. And we're like, okay, so he doesn't want us to meet him. Why? Is he, like, pear-shaped, wooden leg, you know, one short leg shorter than the other? His toenails are like 3 inches long. Something's got to be wrong with him, you know.
Right. Nessa's listening. She just text messaged me. Honka honka tweet tweet. And then it's funny because he was like, I'll show him my wooden leg. And I was like, oh.
Ooh.
Hey.
Well,
no, he has perfect teeth, Adam.
Which means
he has nice teeth.
He's not from Polk County.
Exactly. He's from Montana, which is like the meth capital also of the United States.
The only thing that comes from Montana is steers and queers. So. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't much
and
look...
And really high cowboys.
And he doesn't much look like a heifer.
No, he doesn't. But he has really nice teeth.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he's so cute.
Those are the prettiest teeth you ever come across.
I haven't had that chance yet, but I'll let you know when I do.
I better be the first one you let know. Seeing as how my head, the head of my bed is like a foot and a half away from the head of your bed.
There's a difference, though. I'm quiet when I'm in my room.
It is not my fault.
The floorboards do not move.
It is not my fault that the bed just happened to get into the motion.
Adam says, what about the listeners? Well, the listeners will get their seal of approval when I'm ready for that.
Yeah, they'll get to approve when Ricky tells you get to approve.
Exactly. let me...
That sounded mean, but...
Yeah.
That's just
the way it works. This is my podcast. I need to check to see if we're recording that part.
Okay.
So I'm just going to walk around real quick. So.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway, this morning I took off to... Tampa with my boyfriend Chris to do something extra straight, and Ricky called me white trash for it. We went to a junkyard. we had to get some auto parts. And while we were there, it torrentially downpoured. So we had to crawl our ass up in like an 89 Ford Escort.
Gross.
To stay out. But it was
it dirty?
No, it was clean inside. But, you know, still, it was an 89 Escort.
Well, it
is. And the windows had, like, fogged up after 30 minutes, so we were writing nasty things in the fog.
You guys are so 12 years old. It's not even funny.
Well, what the hell else? Chris is like, why couldn't you have picked a Lexus or something? I'm like, okay, the Lexus would have had power windows, and they wouldn't have rolled down. Like
we would have been screwed.
Yeah, so we was able to roll down the windows just a crack to get some air moving.
Oh, poor thing.
Oh.
Oh.
So, and Ricky called me white trash on Facebook.
Very white trash.
Said I'm just trying to hide it with my American Eagle shirts and my Tina Fey glasses.
Okay.
Okay.
Give me a link of where to view the episodes. Of what?
Huh? Who is that?
I don't know. Someone messaged me on Facebook because I was messaging that we're getting ready to do a show.
Pride48.com.
Let me see.
And click listen.
And it'll give you the directions.
No. We did not have sexual relations in the 89 Ford Escort. We just...
Is there not enough room?
Actually, it was roomy for a Escort. Because somebody had taken the steering wheel out.
Was it the box kind or the one they made it that was a little longer?
It was kind of the boxy one.
Oh, okay.
It was... You know, remember how the first ones were and they were kind of square? It was the same body, but it was a little bit, you know, more rounded at the very tip.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I love it when it's rounded at the very tip.
Mm-hmm. Like the the reservoir tip.
By Tina Fey glasses, you mean Sarah Palin glasses. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You'll betcha.
You'll betcha, gosh darn it.
So, I heard you had a lovely experience at Taco Bell the other day.
Mm. I talked about this on Archer's show. That's the first thing I said as soon as I got on. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah,
I have to tell you this.
I would have.
So, I go through the Taco Bell drive-thru. Yes, everyone, I love fucking Taco Bell. I know, I don't need to. And Julian's drinking out of a Taco Bell glass, so.
Yeah.
Well, a plastic cup, not a glass. Well, yeah, in Polk County, that's a glass.
We fancy, y'all.
So, I go through the drive-thru, and I go to the first window, and the kid's like, maybe 20,
yeah,
21. He's like, oh my God, I've been here since 9 o'clock this morning. It's been so busy, and I'm here till 9 o'clock tonight, and then I have class tomorrow, and blah, 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 blah. And he kept going. I was like, dude, I took green apple splatters.
That sounds dirty.
So,
dude, I totally gave this chick a green apple splatter.
God damn, gross.
It's right up there with Portuguese omelet.
So he's talking to me. I was like, dude, you know, I totally know how you feel. You know, I work full time and I just graduated from USF. And he looked at me straight in the eye and said, oh my gosh, I hope I have my doctorate by the time I'm 40. And like,
wow.
Flames from the side of my face.
I would have snatched that little bitch through that drive-thru window.
Oh, I was so angry.
Beat him up against that little fucking thing that says your price is this much. Like, what'd you say to me, you little motherfucker? You minimum wage little bastard.
Now we're calling out people's jobs.
Well, he called you out for being 40.
Yeah.
I mean, him out for being a minimum
all right,
wage.
Listeners, do I really look 40 fucking years old?
No, you do not look 40 years old. I live with you. You do not look 40 years old.
And I'm like, I even had a hat on. So usually when I have a hat on, I even look younger than I am.
Yeah, honey, we talked about the beret. Patty Hearst couldn't pull one off.
Stop it.
And she had money and a gun.
I look damn good in my hats. Damn it. So
you look 30-something. Which is better than 40.
I don't want to look 30-something.
I mean, granted, I look younger than my age. But you don't look older than your age.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, really? 40?
You don't look 40.
I'm like, you can call me fat. You can say I'm greasy. You can say I'm gay. You can say that I'm dumb, retarded, and stupid. But don't fucking call me old when I'm not old, okay?
Right.
Green apple splatters, how old are you? How old do you want me to be?
Oh, dear God.
Hey.
Brad said you look hot in a hat.
See, I told you.
Who had to dress you the other night going to Parliament House?
No one needs to hear all
thank
that.
Thank you. You came to me.
I was having an insecure moment.
Me for fashion advice.
I was having an insecure moment.
You came to me for fashion advice.
I was like, should I...
Which
no substitutions changed to fat and greasy.
Which, now that I think about it, after me having that picture with the shirt stretched over man boobs, uh-huh. You might have thought twice about using me as fashion coordinator.
Right.
But I think I did pretty good for you that night because you look cute that night.
I was having a fat moment. I was like, oh, everything's fat. Like I don't care wearing clothes to work that are like a little snug, but. You can't do that around gay people.
No, because everybody judges you.
Right.
And I mean, everybody judges you.
Right. We had fun that night. I think we've already talked about that, though, right?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Lou, even though it's a week late.
Yeah. Chris said he had more fun at the junkyard today than at
Parliament. Sadsies.
Before he cussed out a poor Hispanic lady at Taco Bell.
Racist. No. Lacist. So,
let's see. How come your card machine's not working? I know that's not your job, but get in there and fix it now.
Oh, that's loud. So,
that's what she said.
what was I going to say? I've talked about graduating, right? I've already did that.
Yeah.
And then, like, for 3 weeks, I was like, oh, God, I have nothing to do.
Yeah, and now you're doing... Spanish 8 Uncut.
Yes. Oh, we already talked about this too, right?
Yeah. Did you talk about your clothing at work?
What clothing?
About their comments.
I forgot what I talked to you about.
That they said your clothing was too...
snug.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, they said my shirt was too tight. And I was like... I looked at them and I was like, really? Because if you look right over there, that lady right there, you can see her panty lines.
Yeah.
Visible. So I'm not supposed to talk about work, though.
Nothing. Well, okay. I was trying to give us a topic.
That's a very good topic, but I can't talk about that.
Okay.
I can't talk about anything I get in trouble for because, you know, you're not supposed to.
Well.
But when I stop working there... I'll have plenty of stories.
Oh, I wasn't talking about that job. I was talking about your other...
Oh, my second job.
Other job.
Yeah. Goddamn second job.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Are you going to get in trouble for that, too?
No.
Because at my job, I'm supposed to have their permission before I have a second job.
Really?
Because it may be something that would embarrass them or look... Because, you know, it's municipal.
Like... Working at a department store?
I guess if you were a stripper at a
gay bar. Not really a real job.
That's what I would think, too. Which is why when I was a DJ for 5 years, they never knew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Who's going to tell them?
Nobody.
Well.
You can't be a DJ at a gay bar. That embarrasses us.
Right.
Well, I only sucked him off when the door was closed.
With mirrors all the way around us.
I know.
Wow, Mr. Vader has graced us with his presence.
He was cute. Now, it would be an embarrassment to you if he was ugly, but
right.
I have better taste than that.
In case the bigger salary at the second job embarrasses the first job. Oh.
Yeah,
would be possible at my job.
But it wouldn't be possible at mine.
No, because some people get paid like $900 an hour to be outside. I'm not bitter.
No, not at all. I knew I shouldn't have left my paycheck stub on the table for a week.
You know, it sat there the whole time, and I never even looked at it. I'm like, whatever, you know.
I didn't do it on purpose. It just I brought it in with the mail and just happened to sit there because the mail was sitting there too. But mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never even looked. I mean, I knew it was a paycheck stub or a check or something, but I never even looked at it. Mm. I was like,
And I believe that.
Because it's none of my business what you make. So how much do you make? No. Oh, Mr. Vader's waiting on Daniel. Don't fool yourself. Oh, well, okay. Well,
Ian,
I used to think you're cute.
I would promote the show that comes after us, but apparently I'm self-centered. I'm self-centered and a horrible person. So just expect me not to ever promote the show that comes after us.
I told you Daniel has a sense of humor that some people don't get.
Well, you know what? So do I. And that was part of it.
Where's Glenn?
He has a family dinner today, so he was not going to be here.
No excuses.
Lou, do you want me to be your sugar daddy?
Is that Lou?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because if you look up, he said, thanks again, Lou here.
Oh. Oh. Ew. Marsha Brady. He's Marsha Brady now.
Oh, dear God.
All right, so you want to do some phone calls? And
we actually have phone calls?
Well, we have, like, remember, like, the weird voicemail from Show Your Sack or Show That Sack?
Oh, yeah. Play the new...
Oh, I will.
Song for
I will.
Now.
So we might need some help with you people trying to tell us what this call is. What?
You people?
Well.
You people?
You know, my people.
You mean the blacks?
The listeners and the blacks. Oh, how dare you, Mr. Vader. Fuck you very much. 40's too old for me. I'm sorry.
Meh.
All right, here we go.
Call our hotline. We want to hear from you.
Wow.
And there you go. Our better, faster, stronger, shorter.
It's phone calls goes punk.
Right.
And I would let you guys know that I did break up with a 42-year-old boyfriend and had two 21-year-olds at the same time. So, you know, I'm just saying.
Well, let me touch you.
Mm. Felt good, didn't
Ooh.
It? Or for ew.
Or 4-10s.
Nasty.
That sounds like what you get on your Impala when you can't afford good rims. I can't get 20, so I got 4-10s.
Oh, fatties. Excuse me. Oh, ooh, I'm turning into a big fatty.
Disgusting.
All right, let's see. Slut.
Whore.
All right, so hopefully you guys can help us with this, or the person maybe is in the room that...
You people.
Yeah, you people. And the blacks.
Because we... couldn't quite make out most of what this was saying.
Here we go.
I have a question for you guys. Have you ever done anything during sex that in the heat of the moment was hot? But afterwards, or thinking back on it now, kind of grosses you out or your brain ashamed of.
Yeah, I have no earthly idea.
I think what it said.
Well, before
have you ever
before you put what you think it is,
uh-huh.
Let them say what they think it is.
Okay.
Because once you put your idea out there, that's what they're going to hear.
Oh, okay. But you know? Do you hear what I think it says?
I could after you told me. But
oh, okay.
Again, that might be, you know, once you say it, I might be trying to hear that.
Right. Somebody said repeat it. Should I repeat it again?
Sure.
All right.
We got to kill an hour.
It's like a mystery.
Wrapped,
building a mystery.
Wrapped in an enigma.
I have a question for you guys. Then at the end, something about something being shaved.
Display.
Okay,
again.
Yeah, we heard the first part. Here we go.
I have a question for you guys. Have you ever done anything during sex that in the heat of the moment was hot? But afterwards, or thinking back on it now, kind of grosses you out or your brain ashamed of.
I have no earthly idea.
C-3PO to translate it.
It's like, have you ever something on the 14th when after sexual something and then during and blah, darling sex ed at the moment it was hot.
Okay.
I have no earthly. I think she wants to eat your brains. I think
Adam's going to tell us what he thinks it says.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we can't be silent while we're waiting for it.
Same as Marcia.
During sex ed at the moment. Okay. So this is what I thought it said.
Okay.
I have a question for you. Have you ever done anything during sex that was hot, but afterwards, or after you thought about it, you were grossed out by it?
Why can't people just use their own goddamn voice on the
voicemail? This person must be shy, or I know who this person is, and they don't want to use their voice.
What does it matter?
But I don't think I've ever done anything. I don't think I've ever done anything that I wouldn't
do again.
No, not that.
Oh.
I've never done anything where I had to think about it later and was grossed out. I don't think.
Not grossed out, but looking back upon it, I'm like, had I had like two less cocktails, that wouldn't have happened.
Right. He wouldn't have happened.
No. Like, ugh. I was drunk and horny, but yeah, that was totally not worth it.
Ew. Oh.
Snowballing.
Mm-mm. I have never done that.
Me either.
That is something. And if it ever happens to me, I will punch that person's teeth out so fast. It's not even going to be funny. Remember, Mr. Vader.
Then you'll be hailing or something. Snowballing with teeth in it.
Drew and I were talking about how there's like porn out there where people like spit in each other's mouth and like spit in each other's buttholes and stuff.
You never had anybody spit in your mouth?
No. Not like that's gross.
Well, not but
no, I've never had anybody spit in my mouth. Have you?
No.
Well, your face says something different, and now that it's super red.
Me.
Oh, Lord, that was funny. You have to tell us about it.
But unfortunately, it's 3:31. So only the live listeners.
No, it's 3:25, isn't it?
No, on this computer, it's 3:31.
Oh.
Aww.
Wow, we're ending it already? Should we do at least one phone call for them? We have one phone call.
They don't need a phone call. They got one phone call.
Yeah, they should have been here live, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this concludes the first 30 minutes of the show. So let me play this. Make sure you email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at... Oh, I said your part.
Yeah, you did.
All right. Go ahead and do your part.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Send us stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. Facebook us. Follow us on Twitter. I have a profile at Last FM if you ever want to hear any music that I listen to, because I'm totally awesome.
When do you have time to do any of this crap?
Well, the music's constantly playing on my computer, so they can constantly see what's playing. So, Facebook, I don't get on as much, but...
Yeah, I have to tell you things. You're like, I should get on Facebook more because I miss things.
Yeah, I miss a lot. Okay, so let's play the closing here. You ready?
Yeah.
Well, folks, looks like we're at the end of another show. But don't worry, the boys will be back for another episode real soon. Now let's go and cornhole some drunks.